The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Yoina Dick, Reish Chabura in the Torah Life Kollel of Cleveland, and Rosh Kollel of the Shifty Chabura of Cleveland Heights, Ohio. The shiur has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah in Daf Ayin Aleph Nida says as follows: Ish Shemeis Rabiotzim and Revius Dam, lady dies. And after she dies, a revius dam is yotzim imena, leaves her uterus. Metame mishum kesem, that dam has a status of tumas nido. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, eini metame mishum kesem, it does not have the din of tumas nido. The Gemara explains the machloikis. Says the Gemara, mechlal tanakama sova, afa gav the neka dam mishemeso. It seems to be that according to the Rabbonin's Tome, even though the dam only left the isha after she dies, the dam mishem kesem is a tumas nido. Explains the Gemara, omazi iri mekor mekome tome iki benayu. The reason for the Rabbonin who say that even though the dam leaves, so the choy is not a tumas nido, she wasn't yotze when she was a chai, when she was alive. But the reason why this dam has tumas nido is because of an idea called mekar mekoy metome. The mekar, the isha's mekar, her uterus, is a mokum of tumah, is considered to be a place of tumah. And all dam which leaves the mekar has a din of tumas nido. Says Rashi, hilchach afa gav shenekel achamis, even though the dam leaves her body after she's already dead, metame benidos, it has a din of tumas nidos. Meshahoyu b'makar, because the dam was in her makar mechaim when she was alive. Va'afa gavin, even though after she dies, she's not called a roya dam nidos, but the dam has a din of a toyas tumas nido because it was in her makar, a place of tumah mechaim. And this explains the Gemara, that's the machloikis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan hold of this idea called Mekor Mekom Etome. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold this idea called Mekor Mekom Etome. Tosfos Amdav Tezayin asks two questions on the halacha, on this din, halacha of Mekor Mekom Etome. Tosfos says as follows, that Tezayin am the Aleph to be a masl be Mekor. Says Toisus, va'afa gav the tumas besas torim. Toisus has a kasha. How can the dam, which is in the isha's makar, become tome? The Gemara daf Ayin Aleph is saying, the Mishnah, that the dam of the isha, which leaves her body after she's dead, still has the din of tumas nido. Why is it tome b'tiras tumas nido? Because it touched her makar. It's in her makar mechayim. So Taisa asks Akasha, how can the dam, which is inside her makar, become Tomei? It's touching her makar, Kinero, that's the Tumo. Because her makar is a place of Tumo. And dam is touching the makar. Ask Taisa, it's Tuma Beis Astorim. The Achroinim explain what Taisa means to ask is, it's called Tuma Balua. Tuma, which is inside something, it's absorbed within the person's body, or Tuma Balua, it's absorbed, doesn't become Tomei. So Taisa asked the first question, how can the dam in the makar become tame? L'choyro, it's tuma balua. Second of all, asked Taisa, l'choyro, the halacha is that for dam to become tame, it requires a revius. V'hochi ka'oma, when it comes to the makar becoming tame, it's becoming, its tuma is, even though it's less than the revius. Rashi and Taisa both say, on the Ayin Aleph, that when it says in the Mishnah, she's metame mishum kesem, dam nida b'mashu, explains Rashi, and Tosfos said the same thing at Afayin Aleph, pirish, dam nida b'mashu. It's tame even with a mashu. To ask, Tosfos asks, and after Tezayin, the halacha that dam of the makar is, what that was in the makar, is tame even b'mashu. So says Tosfos, the chayre, generally the halacha of negi, of tumo, dam which becomes tame, if it touches something, you require a revius of dam. And Tosfos brings a proof for another Gemara, that the makar sheziyah based tipi magoldias, two drops come out of the makar, it becomes tome. Apparently, says Tosfos clearly from the Gemara, that the din that tumah is a tome b'makar is even with a less than the revius. So Tosfos, those are Tosfos' two questions. Answers Tosfos, shema hocha halocha lo moish mesinaihu. This that we say, that the makor is metame the dam, and therefore the dam has a din of tumas nido, it touched the makor, is a halacha lo Moshe Mitzrayim. And even though, as Tosfos' two questions were, normal cases, this dam should not be tame, because number one, it was tuma balua, and number two was pachas mervius. Over here, the special halacha lo Moshe Mitzrayim Chazal had that the makor is becoming tame, and the dam in the makor becomes tame, even with these two questions. The Aruch HaNer explains Pshat and Tosfos, Daf Mem Aleph, that when Tosfos says it's a halacha lo Moshe Mitzrayim, Tosfos means to say that it's a tuma negia, even though you have these two problems. Even though a normal tuma negia, it would not become tame. Again, tuma balua and pachas mervius. But the din of makor mekame tame, it touches the dam. The dam is touching the makor. Is a tumah halacha lo Moshe Mitzrayim that this type of negiyah is metame the dam. The Beis Ephraim argues in Pshat and Tosfos of the oracle in there. The Beis Ephraim understands that when Tosfos says it's a halacha lo Moshe Mitzrayim, what Tosfos means to say is that the makor, the dam in the makor, is not becoming tame because it's touching the makor. It's becoming tame gzeres hakosav halacha lo Moshe Mitzrayim. Dam of the makor has tuma. The Ramban on Daf Mem Aleph says as follows. The Ramban says like this: Hod amrinon, this that we say makor mekami tame, says the Ramban beferish, loy de makor b'negia didei metame dam. Not, it does not mean to say that the makor, when the dam is touching the makor, it's becoming tame. The Ramban is saying that when the tumah of the dam of the makor, its tumah is not based upon a tumas negiyah. Ella explains the Ramban, gzeiros hakosuf shetuma nivra asham mitchilo. Tumah is created in the makor. The makor is a makom of tumah. It creates dam nidos. The makor is the base. It's the creation of the tumah starts in the makor, and therefore, explains the Ramban, v'chol shenivra boy, anything created in the makor has tumah. Umetame b'yitzi osoy tumas erev v'mashu has a din of dam nidos. And the Ramban brings a raya from the Mishnah, our Mishnah daf ayin aleph. So Ramban is saying that the din of a tumas of makor mekame tome is not based upon a tumas negiyah, but rather any dam created in the makor, just like the makor creates tuma, dam of the makor is tome. That's the basis of tuma of the makor mekame tome. The Ramban, what's the Ramban's raya? So the Ramban arrived from the Mishnah of Ayin Aleph. It's Muchach, Peg Basta Mechilton, says the Ramban, arrived from our Mishnah. The Kamrina, be Isha Shemesa, be Yotzimen Adam, Isha who dies, and Dam leaves her body. It's Tomei be Mashahu. Mishum Kesem. Mishum de Makor, Mekomi Tomei. Veloi Metamale Negia de Mes. Says Ramban, it can't become Tomei because there's a Negia, because Negia requires an amount. And it's clear from this halacha of this Mishnah, it's Yotzme Dam B'mashahu, even though a small amount carries with it the tumah. And if it would be based upon the halacha of Negia, it wouldn't become Tomei. So says Ramana Raif, the Mishnah of Ein Aleph, that's being Metame the Dam, and the Dam is Tomei even though it's only a Mashahu, that obviously the din of the tumah of the Makar is not a Tumas Negia. This is the Ramban. So what the Ramban is saying is, it's not a tumas negiyah. In fact, what the basis of the tumah is, because anything created in the makor, gzeres hakosuf, that is tumah. That's the Ramban's explanation, which is also brought down in the Rashba and the Ran. With this Ramban, this that the Ramban is telling us very clearly, that the tumah of the makor is not a tumas negiyah, which perhaps is what Tosfos says on Daf Tezayin. So Ramban, it's not a tumas negiyah, but rather it's a tumah because it's created, any dam created in the makor is tame. With this Ramban, the Achronim use, the Sidur Tahira and the other Achronim, used to miyashiv to resolve a stiras HaRambam. the Rambam paskins mekor mekomitome. Now there are a few Rambams over here, but the Rambam overall paskins that the mekor is a mokum of tumo. The question of the Rambam is, the stira of the Rambam is, because the Rambam in the Suri Bio says, an isha sheishli makor b'makor, an isha who has a wound in her makor, the dam is tohor. So for example, an isha has a scratch, an internal scratch in her uterus, which causes dam to come out. The Rambam says, that dam is tohor. The question of the Rambam is, as much as the Rambam paskins that the makor is makomi tomei, l'chore that should tell us that any dam which is in the makor, that was in the makor, and ziyotze leaves the isha's body, should become tomei. If the Rambam is telling paskins that the makor is makomi tomei, how can the Rambam then go and say elsewhere in the Sri Bio that dam make is not tomei? The chayyeh it's dam that was in the makor and should become tomei through makor makomi tomei. Says this with the Tahiro, aderech Rambam we can miyashiv the Rambam. Bishleim, if you were to understand that the makor is that it created tumas mago, and there's a halacha l'moshe Mesina saying that anything touching the makor, dam touching the makor, something touching inside the makor is tomei a tumas mago. So then we would say all types of dam that are in the makor should become tomei as well, regardless of where they come from. Dam nidois, dam make, they are all touching the makor, and therefore they should be all tomei because of tumas mago. But once the Ramban is mechadish and explains that the din of makor mekomei tomei is not a halacha of a tumas mago that's touching the makor, but rather dam that's created from the makor. Only dam that is created from the makor, says Ramban, has exeris akosiv of makor mekomei tomei. Therefore, says the Sudei Tahayro, that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says dam makor mekomei is mekomei tomei, but nonetheless, says the Rambam, when it comes to tumas, when it comes to dam make, dam caused by a wound in the makor, it's not tomei. It's not, that dam has not been created from the makor. It's dam that was in the makor, but it's not dam created from the makor. And the Ramban says the only thing that we say, the only din of the halacha mosh mesina gzeres hakosef of makor mekomei tomei is only dam that is from and created in the makor. And therefore, explain this to the Tahira. This that the Rambam says that the makor is mekomei tomei only applies to the dam which it comes from and created in the makor. But dam makeh, which isn't a creation of the makor, is tahor. And therefore the Rambam says that the dam makeh in the Sri Bio does not subject to the dinim of makor mekomei tomei. On this halacha of makor mekomei tomei, so far we have a machloikis rishonim, Machloks, perhaps, Peshitas HaToisvis, a Ramban on the Toisvis, what is the basis that the dam in the Makor is Tomei? Is it a Tumas Mago, a dam touching the Makor? Or is it because, as the Ramban says, dam created in the Makor? That's how the dam of the Makor is Tomei. But now there's another question in the Achronim. Why is the Isha becoming Tomei when the dam leaves her body? What is the halacha when the dam leaves the isha's body? What makes the isha tomei? Normally speaking, certainly in the Mishnah Ayin Aleph is not relevant because the isha is a mace, talking about a dead person. But generally speaking, when we say that the dam leaves her body, the isha is tomei. The Morandav Tezayin. The isha becomes tomei when the dam leaves her makor. How is she becoming tomei? The Chavis Das in Simen Kuf Tzadivov has a merdik echidish. And the Chavis Das says that when the isha has a makor mekomei, when the isha has dam leaving her body, even if it's dam tohar, meaning this dam would not make her a nido, doesn't have the color of dam nidois, but nonetheless, says the Chavis Das, she has the halacha of she was a roya dam. It's a tum, it's yitzio, like just like an isha who's roya dam nidois. So to dam being yoytzi from the makar, the reason she's becoming tamei, it's a din telling us that she has a re'iyas dam, which is mitamei her. Not the full halacha of nidois, only a tumor from one day. But it's a din of a re'iyas dam. She's tamei because she's a roya dam. Therefore says the Chavis Das, if a isha is in the middle of Zayin Nikim, and she sees a marid dam tohar, she expels a color of blood which would not make her a nido. It's not one of the five colors of dam nidois, but nonetheless, that should be soiser her zayin nikiyim, because nonetheless explains the Chavis Das, she's a roya dam. She has seen something, and since she has a re'iyah, that's metame her, and that re'iyah also should be soiser her zayin nikiyim. The Avni Meluim, in the truest Avni Meluim, Simen Chav Gimel, argues with the Chavis Das. Says the Avni Meluim, the Chavis Das is understanding the way she's becoming Tomei is because it has a shame of a Re'iyah's dam. Just like Isha sees dam needed, it's a Re'iyah, that's why she becomes Tomei. So to the Chavis Das understands that when she sees any dam from the Makar, and through the halach of Makar becoming Tomei, the dam is Tomei, she has a Toiras Re'iyah's dam. The Avni Meluim argues. Says the Avni Meluim, her din is not because she's a roya dam. That's not why she's tamei. The reason she's tamei is because the dam is being metamei her binigia when it leaves her body. The mekar mekamei tamei, says the Avni Meluim, ein ela biyitziyosi luchutz. It's only when it leaves completely from her body. B'shmam, we know, we see from that halacha, noigas havei, the way she's becoming tamei is because the dam is touching her on the way out. V'loy roye, she's not being a roya dam, she's being a noigeya bedam. Tav Meluim argues on the Chavis Das, and they're having a machloikis of how the dam leaving the Ish Makar is being metamei her. According to the Chavis Das, the fact that the dam leaves her body is a tumas re'iyah. She's seeing dam. Just like Isha sees dam nida, that makes her tame. So any dam leaving her body through the idea, through the principle of makor becoming tame, is being metame here as well. Says the Avni Meluim, that's not the reason why she's becoming tame. This that the Isha is becoming tame through the dam leaving her body is because it's being negeya, it's touching her. It's a tumas maga on the way out. So we have two shilos over here, one perhaps in the Rishonim and one in the Achronim on the din of Makar Mekami Tomei. The first shilo is, in the Makar Mekami Tomei, how does the dam become Tomei? Why is the dam of the Makar Tomei? According to a Pshat and Toysis, or Chilner's Pshat and Toysis of Tezayin, it's because it touches the Makar. According to the Ramban, and the way the Beis Ephraim explains Tosfos, no, the reason that the dam in the Makar is Tomei is not because it's touching the Makar, but rather because it was created from the Makar, which is a basis of a place of Tumah. That's the first Shaila. The second question, or surrounding Makar Mekami Tomei, is how the Isha becomes Tomei when the dam leaves her body. Is the dam being metame her as a re'iyah, like for similar to dam nidois? That's the opinion of the Chavis Das. And the Avni Meluim argues, the halacha, we do not pass like the Chavis Das. And the Avni Meluim and other chayim explain, this that the dam is metame the isha on the way out, is not b'toyres re'iyah, but rather b'toyres mago. It's touching her on the way out, and therefore she becomes tame.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halakha Center. to reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.